B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Tomatoes.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb,
Go, Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb,
Walled it, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Oh, he just whipped his penis out.
Everybody, good morning. We are the Kutcher and Rich radio program. 617-779-0985. I hope everyone's got the Super Bowl fever. You stayed up and you watched the Super Bowl. Saw Kansas City win the Super Bowl. Patrick Mahomes, MVP of the Super Bowl.
You saw the Planners Corporation shamelessly rip off Baby Groot and try to capitalize on the whole Baby Yoda phenomenon. That made me angry. That's like one commercial that actually pissed me off. I'm like, does nobody have an original bone in their body anymore? Really? Hashtag Baby Nut? That's what we're doing?
Baby Nut?
Yeah, that's something I didn't want to Google. But, it is obviously something that just said, you know what? We are just going to go to some sort of a focus group and find out what sells, and now it's baby stuff. And then we're going to completely rip off the storyline from Guardians of the Galaxy and give you Baby Nut. F you, Planners Corporation.
That's right. They've pissed off every sci-fi fan.
I bet they did.
Every sci-fi fan in the country, they've made very upset. Well, did you watch the Super Bowl?
I did.
Yeah, it was super.
It was awesome because it was fast. Like that. I mean, that was a quick
Super
Bowl.
The halftime was very, very long. The halftime was very, very long, and far too skimpy outfits.
Even with the halftime, it was like 3 hours and 26 minutes because they kept the flags in their pockets for the most part, which I liked. I mean, some of the stuff that they called, you know, obviously was questionable, but I like that. That's my favorite type of Super Bowl. You just let them play and keep some of the questionable stuff.
The Super Bowl was the halftime far too scantily clad.
Mm-hmm. I love a Super Bowl, too, where I know one out of every five songs.
Well, they handed Shakira the ball. They said, Shakira, you are taking over. You know, maybe J-Wow or J-Lo.
Or J-Wow. That would have been nice.
I wish it was J-Wow, who has a tattoo of her son on her, almost like a picture of her son on her hand, which I'm sure is exciting if she's using that on you. But nonetheless, because no one else, you know, who doesn't want to see someone's son while working on you?
Sure.
But nonetheless, J-Lo, not a lot of screen time. I mean, they said, Shakira, you take it out. And then it was, you know what they said to each other? Butts. It was a buttotic affair.
There were a lot of butts. I'm sure it was fine.
Hang on a second. You didn't know the songs?
I knew what about every, like, what do they have, about 15 songs they ripped out there? I knew about one out of every, I knew about three songs.
And I knew them all. And they were all great. And then they went,
and like the ones I knew, it was like, Was Jenny from the Block like a big hit?
Yep.
Like if you were listening to the radio today.
Yes, it was the biggest hit of all time.
It might have been. Like, if you were listening to the radio today and you heard Jenny from the Block, you'd be like, why are they playing this?
No, and then she got on a poll and she said Jenny from the Block, and then her relationship with Alex Rodriguez is very real. They're completely in love. There's nothing going on behind the scenes that people put them together to cover up anything. It's a completely real and lovely relationship.
The stage show, I'm sure, was amazing. It's one of those things where it's exactly what you expected it was going to be. But, I mean, I can't think of a artist that's been out there with less hits than the two of them together. I mean, even like Maroon 5, I knew everything that they had played.
Rich, now you're putting, that's unfair.
Like, these are songs that I've heard when shopping at the grocery store. Like, yesterday I was like, all right.
If you're gonna compare everyone to the Five, I mean, no one's going to win. I mean, they can't play every year. That is a cynical way of looking at things. Oh, they're not Maroon 5. Well, who is? I mean, who's going to come out there and knock it out like the Five did? Who's going to have an Epiphone tattoo and a butterfly tattoo on their person?
The Epiphone tattoo is hysterical because Epiphone is like the low rent of a guitar.
It's like, well, that's why he did it. Maybe his first guitar was an Epiphone. And he was just like, this is how I wrote.
Is it? Because he's known for his guitar playing.
That's how he wrote whatever song he wrote.
He's a shredder.
I can't name... I couldn't tell you the exact name of a Maroon 5 song.
This it's Love?
Is Harder to Breathe.
Harder to Breathe, yep, that was their first,
there you go.
That was their first big
that's
single.
The name of a song.
Yeah, that was the one, When It Gets Cold Outside and Not Nobody yeah, that was, to that, Love. That's Harder
they,
to Breathe.
They pushed that on alternative radio. They tried to make that an alternative band.
And I remember like our program director say, hey, you like it? I'm like, this is an NSYNC song.
Nope.
I was like, this is a boy band song.
The program director was like, do you like it? And I'm like, yeah, I have ears.
No, dude, there's like, I mean, that's the thing is that at least you had heard
this
song.
This love is taking, and I'm like, yeah, that mm-hmm. me. She said,
and then she will be loved.
Oh, my God. The only problem is if you're at a party, the tears that come down.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's nice birds here. Because I'm actually hungry.
He just showed up. Is that right?
No, he's not here.
Oh, he's not here.
No, Bird's not
any, here. Any word from Bird? Yeah, oh, we've heard?
The word from Bird was going to be late, yeah.
Oh.
And, you know, I was telling Mike this real quick. I don't converse with Bird that often on text messages, so our text chats are just going to be late, late, overslept. Be there soon. Gonna miss a segment. Like, so I can scroll back and just see, like, it's almost like a timeline of when he's not here.
How often is he on time? And on time is 6.
Okay, a couple times a week. Like, right, you know, it's right there. It's right there at 6 o'clock, right? I mean, it's...
I don't mind if he's here at 6, but I mean, how many times is he here at 6?
Almost every day during the... When he is, you know, when he's not late like today.
Yeah.
He'll go by and push the button. He'll push the button on the elevator.
Probably hit a big. Yeah, he's got to walk by that and push the elevator every time.
This is the best job in the world. Like, it's like he can just show up when he wants. It doesn't really matter.
No, everyone
doesn't have to listen. Doesn't have to do his job once he gets here.
Bird be damned.
He's the Homer Simpson of the radio station.
Doesn't complain a lot though.
No, well, Bird, we've decided has the best life of all time because he's completely unaware of like what's going on. Like, he's just like, I live at home. It's great. And, you know, I drive a Lyft and I work on the radio station. It's great. Like he just likes it. And so to have no aspirations or goals and to just walk around life happy, I mean, that's all. I mean, to be happy is the goal in life.
Was he here every day last week on time?
No.
Because he wasn't here? No, he was not. Okay. All right.
No, he was not here every day on time last week. But, I mean, you know, the only reason I would notice is that I want him to go to Dunkin' Donuts. Because I'm starving. Because all I had yesterday were snacks.
Can you do Uber Eats? Just have it delivered to us? Send him out? That way we still got him on the phone?
No. If you can call him. Does anyone else want anything?
I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for offering, Fred.
I might want a real coffee, yes.
Okay, well... Don't tell Bird not to hurry. Let's get Bird in here.
Use this while we can.
Yeah, before he gets in here, let's do that. Well, anyway, the halftime show, I had butts galore. I was butts. They make poo, and I was sitting there, and I was overwhelmed. I don't think I'm too proud to say that I was overwhelmed by the butts.
It was gratuitous, or buttuitous,
Or gluteus maximus to a list.
It was. You know what? I actually would like to find out whether or not the FCC got calls. Because the FCC called on everything.
Of course they did.
Of course
they did.
Because those would be so worth reading. I mean,
do every year.
The gyrating bulbous buttocks.
People do it every year. They read the FCC complaints. It takes like a month to get them.
I think that Maroon 5 got FCC complaints because he took his shirt off.
Well, I mean, Rich. I mean, if you have a daughter watching the Five, and when the leader of the Five takes his shirt off,
I mean,
and he's got that sweet butterfly tattoo, you're gonna be thinking to yourself, "Woochie, woochie,
ooh la la,
machi." Plus, he's belting out the hits. I mean, come on, what girl is not gonna sit there and go like, "Oh, I'm feeling I've never felt before."
It needed 100% more Pitbull. That's the only thing.
Yeah, I mean, he had a commercial where he put his hand on his stomach and went, and then went, yeah. That's how I roll. I put my hand on my stomach. Yeah.
Well, hopefully this morning, in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll see, because she had a late night. But our Charlotte Wilder, who was on the show with us last week, did attend Gronk Beach, and not only attended it, she was right there in the middle of all of it as a reporter for Sports Illustrated with the Gronkowski family.
Yeah,
so she'll be able to give us reports.
Bill Belichick showing up
looking
smooth. Really cool.
Really happy.
And you know what, to be quite honest, if she just told me about Bill Belichick's day and that was it, I'd be all in on that.
I think Bill Belichick was there for a really long time, I would imagine.
Well, there's a ton of pictures of him.
Well, I would imagine they took a lot.
I was just going to say they all got snapped in like a 3-minute span.
Maybe that's the case.
He stood in front of this backdrop and said, "Have at it," and that's it. I'll take one with the Gronkowskis. I'll stand here for 2 minutes and I'm gone.
Let's put it this way: if I even if I was there, I would leave within 5 minutes of the Gronk beach party. But hopefully, it was a huge success because I'm rooting for him. All right, we will be right back.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Toucher and Rich, weekday morning, 6 to 10.
That was horribly uncomfortable.
Toucher and Rich, mornings.
It was all taken out of context.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Toucher and Rich.
All right. Rich, we had a bit of a game last night, a bit of a bowl.
Mm-hmm.
That was super.
Well, it looks like the Patriots won the Jimmy Garoppolo trade.
But how many players have come and gone? Great players, great coaches for the Chiefs that have not been able to taste this moment. This is Pitt. Kendall Fuller up to get it. And that will end this game with under a minute to go.
Well, with just over 7 minutes left, the 49ers led by 10 and looked like they had this one in the bag. But then
Fate remembered
that Kyle Shanahan, one of the guys behind the 28-3 Falcons choke job a few years ago, was on the other sideline, and the comeback was all but a certainty.
Mahomes throws, pass caught, Williams, touchdown! Kansas City jumps on top.
Yep, there we go. And finally, it was all that we wanted to see is Jimmy Garoppolo, the next Tom Brady. Can he lead a team downfield in a two-minute drill to win it all? Well, the answer was no, but we did find out that Patrick Mahomes and that offense for Kansas City is just on a next level.
Hand off, Damian Williams trying to get to the edge, breaks a tackle, 35, 30, Damian Williams, 20, stays in bounds, 15, 10, 5, touchdown, Kansas City, Damian Williams runs to immortality and will be remembered forever in the Chiefs kingdom. A 38-yard touchdown run, and the Chiefs lead 30-20.
His memory will never die. He will be around. That will stick in the minds of everyone.
Well, seeing that they haven't won in 50 years, they haven't been in the Super Bowl in 50 years, I would think that that's probably going to be something that's at the top of the list.
All I think about is Marcus Allen.
Chiefs fans are going to love him. Bob Fesco will remember that man forever.
Forever.
That is true.
For the rest of his life.
31-20.
He'll go to his grave. He'll go, will you please put his jersey on me?
That was the final
step. You know what? It's scary, but I think that's a possibility.
Could be.
Well, has Bird gone Bird's here now. Has he gone to the Dunkin' Donuts? Oh, he's going now. Okay.
No. Let's have it delivered. We need him here.
No. Come on, man. We don't need him here. Why do we need him here?
To answer phones.
Oh, shut up.
You don't want to take any phone calls this morning?
No, but he can leave. They can answer phones in there.
But Mike's working on audio. He's got tons of audio this morning. Dan's producing the show. I mean, that's his job.
Dan, is it that big a deal that he doesn't answer phones?
If we get calls, if he runs out now quickly, we can manage, I guess. Yes, Nick's around, too.
Jesus Christ.
Nick can multitask. He's very, very capable.
Now he has to be here. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, 31-20 the final score. Kansas City ties the Super Bowl record for most points scored in the fourth quarter with 21. It's KC's third double-digit comeback of the postseason, and Kyle Shanahan, this guy's going to have nightmares. His offenses in both this Super Bowl and the one with the Falcons, how about this? In the first three quarters, they scored 48 points. In the fourth quarter and overtime, 0 points. And he led entering the fourth quarter in both games and lost both games. And the best part of the Chiefs winning it all, Andy Reid, he finally gets his Lombardi. Here is Reid being asked how he was going to celebrate the big win.
Last question.
We're done.
What's that? Well, yeah, I mean, I joked about it. I'm going to have a double cheeseburger tonight with extra cheese. I'm going to enjoy it with my family and the team. That's what I'm going to do. You know, that's exciting.
And a cheeseburger. A double cheeseburger.
No, he was joking.
With extra cheese.
He said, I like to joke.
I like to joke. It's going to be two double cheeseburgers.
All great jokes come from a place of reality.
But you know what the worst thing about Kansas City winning yesterday is? Well, I guess Tyreek Hill being a champion is okay. But okay, the second worst thing about Kansas City winning, that would be Mr. Travis Kelce.
You are Super Bowl champs, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Hey, you got a fight for your right to Lombardi, baby.
I knew we couldn't leave.
Yes, sir. Thank you, guys.
I heard a very bland show coming in that just basically does highlights, making fun of that. That it is a bland show that just gives you statistics and everything else, and they made fun of him doing that.
You got to fight for your right. You know he practiced that for 2 weeks. Ever since they won the AFC Championship, fight for your right to Lombardi is something that he practiced. And then yesterday he said it next to Chris Berman. Yeah. Chris Berman just all of a sudden saying, hey, I'm not dead.
No, they trotted him out for the Super Bowl.
No, he does some show on early Sunday morning or something.
Yeah, it's on ESPN Plus or something like that.
Right, he randomly shows up. Him and who was
Tom Jackson?
Tom Jackson. That's right.
He does also. He does. He used to do Red Sox games, not this year, but he would step into the booth and do them, give you a little celebrity.
That's true. In there.
Patrick Mahomes, he became the youngest quarterback to win Super Bowl MVP at 24 years old, and it felt like the Super Bowl was flying by, as I mentioned, because at 3 hours and 29 minutes, it was the fastest Super Bowl since Broncos Seahawks, which was 3 hours and 23 minutes.
Well, that game was over after about 4 minutes.
Yeah, that one was that might be the worst Super Bowl.
Broncos took a safety in the first minute and a half, and the game was over.
Last year was the worst Super Bowl. Last year was the worst Super Bowl I've ever seen.
Well, last year, at least, you didn't know who was going to win. That Broncos Seahawks one was over right when it began.
I mean, I grew up watching Super Bowls that were complete blowouts. I don't recall one that wasn't when I was when I was
Redskins beat Denver 42-10. San Francisco beat Denver 55-10.
Yeah,
the Bears beat the Patriots 46-10.
Yeah, I mean
a lot of blowouts.
I mean a game that was 10-3. I mean, it was a slog. I bet you no one cared who won at a certain point in that game.
It took Mahomes to get going before the game was somewhat exciting, because San Francisco did for three quarters what they always do, which is run the football, play good defense, and, you know, hold the other team down. And then, you know, Kansas City got going, and getting back to Shanahan, I blame him for the 28-3 game. It's inexcusable for an offensive play calling like that, especially when you have Matt Ryan, who was the league MVP that year, mm-hmm. as your quarterback. But yesterday, he was hamstrung by his quarterback.
Except for right before the halftime. I mean, that was bad clock
well,
management.
No, it shows me he has absolutely no trust in his quarterback. When you have over a minute and a half to go, you don't take a timeout while the other team's punting, and then you get the ball back, what, 20, 25-yard line, and run the football twice out of the shotgun?
Except for that Kittle pass that shouldn't have been offensive.
That's true, but that was on third down. If you're going to try and go up the field and score, you pass the ball early. You don't run the football twice to run the clock down and then throw a long one. I mean, he had no confidence in Jimmy Garoppolo at all, and it showed, because Garoppolo, from the end of the third quarter to the end of the game, was awful.
Well, John, do you know that you have to fight for your right to Lombardi?
I found that out after the game.
And you are Super Bowl champs, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Woo! You got to fight for your right to Lombardi, baby!
I think that the 49ers lost the memo.
Which one?
To Lombardi. You have to fight for your right. They obviously didn't get that.
Yeah, they didn't fight for it.
Yeah.
Well, afterwards, we heard from a very handsome Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, never had this feeling before, so kind of an unreal feeling, but it is what it is. We missed some shots tonight, you know, just some plays that we usually make, but it was a tough one out there.
Yeah, it's your fault, stupid. Go cry all offseason. That's going to hang over your head for the rest of your life. Just sit there and wallow in it, dumb. You stupid prick. Go sit there, and it's going to haunt your life forever.
Well, after the game, President Trump tweeted, quote, "Congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs on a great game and a fantastic comeback under immense pressure. You represented the great state of Kansas, and in fact, the entire USA so very well. Boy. Our country is proud of you. Fortunately, the Chiefs play in Missouri, it's not Kansas."
It's minor details. Trump's not concerned with that kind of stuff. He's got bigger things to worry about.
This morning, he's going to have a new map that tries to prove that they actually do play in Kansas. There's
they moved the border over, yeah. That's right.
He's going to draw a little circle on the top of the state.
What does he care? He can do whatever he wants.
That border is fake news, my friend. Obviously, well, we've been redistricted.
He can do whatever he wants.
The tweet was deleted 11 minutes later, and I'm just wondering what happened during
that
11
Trump.
Minutes.
Trump just screaming at his handlers, "I'm right!" And then someone got a hold of his password.
And they said, "You are right. You can do whatever, literally whatever you want, and not face any kind of consequence."
Mm-hmm. So, yep, there you go. And, of course, one thing we did learn yesterday was
Super Bowl champs, the Kansas City Chiefs.
Woo! You got to fight for your right to Lombardi. I knew we could.
Yeah, I knew we would get something stupid from you, you dummy.
Tom Jackson also not dead. Neither of them.
It's quite amazing, actually.
Tom Jackson and they you know, let him go on the internet and talk to each other, and then no one knows really how to find it or what it is, but they're there. Mm-hmm. They go to a studio every day, and they get to do it. But congratulations to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep, and the victory parade is set for Wednesday, so get ready for more Kelce wackiness. If he's like his brother, he will be wearing some sort of wacky outfit. Remember when his brother with the Eagles was like a, what was a swami? Isn't that the term for that? What's his name used to dress up in? Johnny Carson?
Yeah. Yes.
He was the great Karnak almost?
Yeah.
That was Berman, actually. He was a swami.
He dressed up. Well, Berman is the swami.
He was the swami.
He dressed up as a, like a genie.
Right.
He put a big thing on his head and then walked around. And then they will never be heard from again, that team. they did all they could do. All right, Rich, what else?
Well, Brady, where is he going? Where is he not? A lot of news broke yesterday, and we'll get to all the cryptic meaning behind it all.
I like his commercials. What's he going to do? Where is he going to go? I want to buy the product. That's what I like. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned for Toucher and Rich on 98.5 The Sports Hub. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
I can't think that could be interesting.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Rich, what's going on?
Well, hey, look, just like we predicted, that Tom Brady picture he tweeted spawning days of speculation was just a teaser for a Super Bowl commercial. Oh, that cad. But Brady did speak to his buddy Jim Gray yesterday.
Well, I know Tom.
It's not over right. yet.
Oprah knows Tom.
He does know Tom.
Stedman knows Tom.
Still doing interviews.
Oprah knows my wife.
He'll never end.
We're all friends.
At the Super Bowl?
So why not have it in?
I did not see Jim Gray. I think we scared him away for good. He was not there.
Good.
But he did speak to him, Oprah's best friend, about whether or not he had sat down or spoken with the Patriots about an extension. And here's what Brady had to say.
Have you spoken to them, and where do things stand with the team that you've been with the past 20 years?
Yeah, I mean, what a great, you know, two decades it's been. And, you know, I think they know how I feel about them, and I know how they feel about me. You know, we've always had a great relationship, and we always will.
Have you spoken with them?
Yeah, I have.
You've spoken with the Patriots?
Yep. I'm not going to elaborate much more than that, but yes, I have. I think that's a pretty normal thing for me. So, again, these are people that have been a part of my life for a very long time.
Oh, how about that? Throwing that out there. But are the Patriots willing to pony up? According to Ian Rappaport, they just might be. Yesterday, Ian reported that the Patriots are intent on keeping Brady, believing he has one or two good years left. They are willing, sources say, to pay him in excess of $30 million per year to keep him in New England. That would help, but if it may not be all he wants. Brady is going to return. According to Ian Rappaport, he wants to see the team spend some on weapons, which they attempted to do offseason by signing Antonio Brown, only to have it fail. That was a bad plan. It would be unlike Bill Belichick to, quote, go for it, he reports, but that may close the deal. On top of that, Tommy Curran added that Robert Kraft has declared many times that he wants Brady to remain a Patriot. But his understanding is that, just as he wouldn't force Brady to stay under the franchise tag, he won't intercede if Belichick concludes moving on from Brady is the best course of action.
Yeah, that's the most important part of all of that, is that if Kraft doesn't get involved, Brady's not a Patriot.
Yep, I think what Kraft is saying now is, Bill, here's the amount of money I'm willing to spend, and if he's not willing to take that, I'm leaving the decision in your hands.
Yeah, and the only thing is, I literally mean this, is that Kraft would get drunk, I'm not being sarcastic. He would get drunk, and that he would then say, like, I need you. Like, I'm not lying.
I know. I just, when you say that, I get this picture of, you know, him in his rocking chair in front of the fireplace, you know, drunk, and all of a sudden, I can't leave.
Like, he's reading reports of Brady possibly leaving, and he goes, no.
Just like Brady looked down at his phone at 3 a.m. He's going to text. He's like, you up?
Yep.
Hand me the phone.
You're just going to call him at 3 a.m.
I got to talk to my man.
You couldn't see a situation where the team has agreed to all of this happening, and then Kraft just, like, gets, you know, morose and starts to remember the good times and ends up contacting Brady and saying, hey, come back.
And to that, I would say that decision still has to go through a few people. Like, it's like, I mean, Bill would have to be made. Bill would have to be made aware of it.
Well, maybe after, but I mean, Kraft can do whatever he wants.
I don't know how you spend money or trade to get weapons. I mean, if you give him over $30 million a year,
no, you can't trade for anything.
That's right. Well, that's the thing. It blows up most of your cap room. How in the world do you, especially when you're going to lose your best offensive lineman? How in the world do you manage?
Oh, by the way, now they're talking about McCourty not coming back. There's a lot of talk now of a lot of people leaving, even defensively.
Well, on top of that, yeah, we are now finding out that Brady will indeed have other options. Sources say the Los Angeles Chargers are expected to be amongst the teams that are going to make a pitch to Brady. They do not have what he'd require, or they do have, rather, what he'd require, which is a talented team that really could win now. Another potential factor for Brady, according to Ian Rappaport, is his TB12 workout facility. They say that Brady wants to continue the routine, and he's looking for a new team that's willing to incorporate TB12 into their footprint. The Chargers, who share a stadium with the Rams, would have that capability. And then things really got fun on Sunday.
Seriously, I think the Las Vegas Raiders are poised to pursue Tom Brady if and when he hits the free agent market. Now, whether they can get him to come to Las Vegas is another issue. There'll be a lot of discussions that take place before then, and clearly Robert Kraft will make a push, even though the Patriots and Tom Brady have not discussed numbers yet, and the Patriots are limited to a certain extent about what they could do financially. But if Tom Brady wants weapons, they've got him in Las Vegas. They've got the offensive tackle Trent Brown, who protected him in New England. They've got a running back in Josh Jacobs. They've got a tight end in Darren Waller. They've got a slot receiver in Hunter Renfro. And I am told that the Raiders are prepared to pursue him. And the general manager, Mike Mack, has said that basically in the past, we'll look to upgrade every position, no matter what it is, even the quarterback. They cannot acknowledge Tom Brady. They wouldn't say anything about Tom Brady, but I'm told that they are poised to pursue Tom Brady if and when he becomes a free agent.
Teddy, what's your gut feeling about Tom's future?
Well, guys, my gut feeling is Tom, when we go through all of this and play this all out, Tom will eventually go back to New England.
Okay, so there's Teddy Bruschi just kind of shooting down everything that Adam Schefter is saying, but how great would that be? Tom Brady playing for Lloyd Christmas. It's all so perfect. Tom's old teammate Rodney Harrison doesn't seem to, unlike Teddy Bruschi, doesn't seem to think that the possibility of him playing for the Raiders is all that slim.
Every player needs to experience what it feels like to be an unrestricted free agent. And Tom, look, Tom's taken pay cuts, and he's always been below what the market has really dictated. And Tom's been a great teammate. But now sometimes it's good to go out there and see who likes you and see who possibly may want you to be a part of the team and how much money you can get. Who knows if the Oakland Raider comes in and say, hey, Tom, we want to give you a Kirk Cousins type deal. We want to give you a 3-year, $90 million deal and guarantee all of that. You think Tom Brady wouldn't take that? I think he would. I think he would say, Oakland Raiders, they have a good offensive line, they have Josh Jacobs, and they have a bunch of injured guys that were on defense. They're not far off. They'll be right there competitive in the West if, as I'd say, the Las Vegas Raiders do what's in your heart.
I guess that he really likes Gruden, too.
Well, yeah, I've heard that. And you hear that story about the Patriots willing to offer $30 million, and it makes you wonder, who leaked that out? Because there's benefits to both sides. The Patriots could leak that out by saying, hey, we did everything we could if he ends up not signing with the Patriots. Or that could be Brady's side leaking that out, showing these other teams, I've got the Patriots here ready to offer me $60 million for 2 years. Right. How are you going to beat that?
Right.
And I think that what Rodney Harrison said isn't too far-fetched. Couldn't you see somebody who's desperate, like, of course, the Las Vegas Raiders, say, well, you know what? I know they offered you 2 years at 30. We'll give you 3 years at 30 guaranteed. I could completely see that happening.
Yeah.
And I believe that that story, just all it did was benefit Tom Brady no matter what. Because to be quite honest, if it ends up being that the Patriots just offered him $30 million and he goes somewhere else, you know, they're going to hold it against the Patriots for not doing more. Because Tom Brady not only wants that money, he obviously wants those weapons around him. And you're right. I don't know how they're going to be able to finagle that with their salary cap. Whereas you have two other teams in the Chargers and in the Raiders who are willing to do it. Now,
who's available? I mean, what big free agents are available?
Yeah, I mean, that's the other thing. And the other thing I heard this weekend was that the Titans, the reality of them being in the running for Tom Brady is getting lesser by the day.
I forget what pregame show I saw, so I don't have a direct reference to it. I saw it earlier in the day. Apparently, Tennessee is not going to let Tannehill get to free agency. One way or another, whether that be franchising
that is
him
going
or re-signing
to bite
him.
Them in
of course
the
it will.
Ass.
But that's why I perked up. I'm like, really? Are you serious?
Well,
apparently they like Tannehill and are going to keep him.
Well, for all
I forget
the,
who it was that said it yesterday.
For all the people holding on to hope that Brady will stay, the good news is that Brady wants you to think that as well. Yesterday he posted a picture on his Instagram from the NFL 100 ceremony with Gronk, Randy Moss, Belichick, Adam Vinatieri, and Brady. And Tom posted Pats Nation with a heart emoji next to it.
Oh.
You just can't quit us, baby. On top of that, Robert Kraft was once again.
All those guys finished their careers, by the way, with the Patriots.
What's that?
All those guys finished their career with the Patriots.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, on top of that, Robert Kraft was asked once again this weekend whether or not Brady was going to return.
People are seeing Tom Brady walking through a tunnel. They're seeing he's cleaning out his suites. What's going on? Is he going to be back next year?
You gotta ask him. I sure hope so.
You gotta ask him. I sure hope so. Well, the market for Brady, we learned this weekend, it's going to be big for big money, and it's going to take a lot to keep him here. So I don't know if what they're throwing out there, $30 million a year without weapons, is going to be enough, but we shall see. I do know, however, that everyone who thought that that picture was going to be anything more than just some sort of promotion, I think Gronk burned us enough this year to realize that that's not how it works.
Yep. All right. We will be back. Rich, what we discussed?
Well, there were some NFL awards that were given away, and a certain team in town is trying to get you excited for their team now that the football season is over with.
All right. We'll be right back.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Get the app, get the Sports Hub, get Toucher and Rich. Download the Sports Hub app today.
The Sports Hub.
98.5, the Favre station.
I was just seeing Karma Apathy talks Bark at the Moon era. Jake E. Lee, Ozzy, and Sharon fights. Getting fired in 1984. I got very excited because we have something at 7 o'clock that I think will delight you and impress you.
So just minutes after the Super Bowl was finished, the official Red Sox Twitter account shot out a post that said, "Hello world, now for baseball," with a huge dramatic highlight video that of course included Mookie Betts. And obviously no picture of the new manager that they have. Is today truck day? It is truck day?
Yeah.
Hey, how about that? That's going to be a feel-good one, huh?
Well, let's try to get Roachy on. He won't come on?
I mean...
I can't do it today.
Just can you... truck day is going to be quite a scene today. How can you possibly get excited about a team that's about to, as you said, it's inevitable in your report this morning, that they're trading away Mookie Betts and they don't have a manager? It's truck day and they don't have a manager.
Well, I'll tell you this, is that according to the internet and some Twitter accounts, it's because Boston's not in a furor, or a furor is probably the wrong term. It's not in a fury. It's not in a fury because Mookie Betts is black. If it was a white person.
Who said that?
What? Yeah, some guy that used to write for Deadspin said that everyone's not upset because he's black.
Was it like a pay attention to me type of article?
Yeah, well, you don't say.
Well, I don't know. Maybe he really felt that way. But,
okay.
Nonetheless, you know, people might think that, you know, perhaps it would be in the best interest of the Red Sox to, you know, develop their farm system. And if you have a guy with 1 year left on his contract, to jettison him and, you know.
Well, to that I say, then David Ortiz is racist as hell.
because he seemed like he was completely fine with Mookie Betts being traded as well.
But he is a, I mean, he's a mouthpiece now for the organization.
There's no question. And that week, matter of fact, as shocking as it was to hear him say that, because I just thought, I'd assumed he was going to be pro player, you know, get your money, because he had just also like talked about Tom Brady getting it. And I just, it's an easy thing for somebody to say, especially when they're an athlete or they were an athlete. And then when he said that, immediately afterwards, you go, oh, yeah, his loyalty isn't with the players. His loyalty is with the organization. And
he's a mouthpiece for the organization.
I mean, there's no question. And he proved that. And it also says to me that, I mean, he knows. He knows they're going to trade him. And he's setting up some sort of kind of spin or PR before they eventually do that. That's why that video was so fantastic that they sent out. Get ready for baseball! Okay, well, your biggest star is about to be gone, and what are you just on the way to Fort Myers going to pick up a manager, just going to stop by Pawtucket and just say, hey, get in the van?
I guess Price is not part of the deal, according to Gammons.
Originally, yeah, according Gammons, to Gammons.
But he was in the dungeon at the time, so it's really difficult to know what he was doing.
The argument was how much money to pick up on Price's contract. The Red Sox are like, you have to pay all of it. And the Dodgers are like, well, our payroll's pretty big as it is. We'd rather not.
I wonder if the Cardinals would trade for him. I mean, they got other fish to fry, but I mean, they're trying to get that third baseman for Colorado, but
Nolan Arenado.
Yeah. I wonder if they would look into trading for him. Who knows in this day and age, but yes, they will get rid of Mookie Betts, and there is no explanation about not getting. Here's the reason that people aren't mad is no one cares is A, and then B, that Dombrowski left this organization with nothing. And you can't have a functional franchise with nothing. Jackie Bradley Jr., they picked up the arbitration on him. I mean, you have Dustin Pedroia under contract who's never going to play again. I mean, they're up against it. And
the team still has potential to be really good. If you lose Mookie Betts, it's obviously a hit. But
even with Betts, it's going to be tough because you don't know what you're going to get out of Price and Sale, both of whom finished the season hurt.
Yeah, they're not going to be good. But the thing is that, I mean, it goes with the same thing. Do you sign Brady for 2 years knowing that you're going to suck after he leaves because all your eggs in one basket? Or do you move on from him with the hope that you could contend for the next 10 years? I mean, it's the same thing. I mean, you can't, if you keep Mookie Betts, you got nothing.
You know what? You're speaking of Brady. This is something that I wanted to talk about last week when we were when I was in Miami. And that is, you know, there's a lot of people who are always talking about, you know, everyone's talking about Brady, but no one talks about Breeze. And, you know, why is nobody saying Breeze could be leaving? It's true. The free pass that the Saints are getting right now
Breeze
on any kind
leave.
Of well, that's not quite true.
Breeze said he has said it, and I don't care what he said since. He said he will never play for another team.
That's not specifically what I'm talking about. First of all, to that point, there was a report from The Athletic that came out last night that said that Drew Brees has had talks with network executives.
Right.
They're engaging his interest in broadcasting.
Okay, that's fine. But he said he won't play for another team.
That makes it a different situation than Brady. And the other thing is the Saints gave him that 2-year monster deal that the Patriots haven't.
Right. But that's not specifically what I'm talking about. I'm just saying that's part of it. The big part of it is that scandal they got going on with the Catholic Church is insane. You read about this, right?
Yes.
If this was this sounds like something that every Patriots fan says, but I truly mean this. If this was the Patriots, do you know how enormous this story is? The Saints are being accused of covering up pedophiles in the Catholic Church. Somehow the Saints are involved in like the church in such a way that they were able to downgrade and pick and choose which priests got called out for being pedophiles and which ones didn't.
Company emails. I don't know how,
dude, how
someone got a hold of the company emails, but they did.
This like the biggest story right now in the NFL? And second of all, Roger Goodell has stated that they're not going to do anything about it. Like, that is insanity. And that's the one thing that I step back and I'm like, all right, you hear this all the time.
And it gets annoying. Patriots fans say, well, if that happened with the Patriots, honestly, if that happened with the Patriots, it would be the biggest story in sports.
No, I don't.
Yet somehow this has all gone away.
I don't think Goodell wants anything to do with that story. I think Goodell wants that to go away.
And well, of course you want that to go away.
Yeah, and I don't think it would be. I don't think it matters what team. I think that he wants that to go away.
But if the owner is doing that as an official member of the Saints, as the owner of the Saints,
they confirmed that was the owner that covered it up.
The owner is one of the people who is on that board.
The
it's the owner and a couple other people.
They're the Saints.
But that's like one of those things where I'm sitting back and I'm like, I mean, you want to talk about a free pass? I can't believe that wasn't one of the biggest stories.
I don't
think
that Goodell wants to dip his toe into the covering up pedophilia.
Of course he doesn't want to.
I don't care if that's the Patriots or who it was. I don't think that's something Goodell would want to get too involved in. All right. Well, Rich, you know, we've talked often about Vince Neil and wanting to see Motley Crue. First of all, he looks great. I mean, he looks like $1 million.
There's a picture that came out of him at a country show that is trying. It was spin was that he looks like he's lost some weight.
I will show you that, and then I will counter you with that.
And that's a face shot. Yep. Yeah,
I will counter that. But he did. You know, Cameo. You can get people to say stuff for you.
Word up.
Yeah. If you could get Cameo to a Cameo, then that would be the wordplay of the year. But nonetheless, if we can move on for sports for just a moment, Vince Neil did a cameo, and I think that everyone deserves to hear it.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.